Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Stella Bronson to commence another episode of Office Wife.
I don't want to sound like a Bobby Soxer, but I'm so happy this minute I don't know what to do with myself. Jeff's broken with Marcia at last. Not just like it was before, having rows with her every time they met, but hoping to patch it up just the same. But finally and utterly calling it a day. She's taking Palmer to live with her and Aunt Harriet until he's fit to go back to work. And on the strength of that, Jeff's asked her for an immediate divorce. And we're going to be married as soon as we can. Actually, there's only one cloud in the sky. Benny Fuller admits there's not much hope left of proving that Palmer was at the bottom of that Bendigo fraud, but he's come to detest him so much that rather than see him go scot-free, Benny's talking about faking something against him. He sent for Cedric Hooper. They're putting their heads together in Benny's office now.
Well, there it is, Hooper. As far as I'm concerned, we're wasting our time trying to catch that chap by legitimate methods. He's covered his checks too well, and the tenant woman's under his thumb. So what do we do now?
You'd better tell me.
I was going to take my affairs out of the Bendigo Company's hands. But I thought better of it.
Yeah?
Yes. Palmer pinned a swindle on Jeff Pilgrim. Okay. We'll pin a bigger one on him, something really steep.
He's a smart cookie. You'll have to make it good.
We'll make it good, all right. And here's how we go about it. In a week or two, Palmer will be taking over from Percy Fleming as general manager. And if I know that boy, he'll be rubbing his hands with glee.
So would I be.
Right. Now, the details will have to wait, but here's a rough outline. We'll draw up a great sheaf of papers showing that we've a shipment of stuff coming in from overseas. We'll build it up as something too important for anyone at Bendigo's besides Palmer to handle. We'll tell him he has to pay all the bills and so forth himself, and we'll also cook up some reasons for him keeping the whole deal to himself. Only there won't be any shipment, and there won't be any deal.
Doesn't sound too good to me so far.
Why not?
I just told you. Palmer's smart. He knows you're after him, and he knows I've been hired to chase him and Angela Tennant about. So what's he going to say when you suddenly turn round and throw a big secret deal in his lap?
He won't know it's us. Have you ever heard of the Gotham Investment Company?
No, can't say I have.
Neither have most people. But it's a subsidiary of mine, a holding company with a controlling interest in two other trading companies.
You operate kind of complicated, Mr. Puller.
Never mind that. All right. We smothered Palmer with details of this deal, and we arrange for him to make his payments in such a way that the checks come straight back to us. At the same time, we pay money into his bank to roughly the same amount.
You're going the long way round. Where do I come in?
All the letters we send Palmer on this deal have to disappear. I want you to find me a shrewd girl we can trust, and it'll be her job to see that they do disappear.
I can fix that for you. There's a dame we've used time and again. Not bad looking either.
She can have three legs so long as she can type and take dictation. Every firm in town's looking for girls, so we won't have any trouble getting her into Bendigo's okay. So far, so good. At the proper time, we'll pounce on Palmer. He'll say, what's the matter? I've only been carrying out instructions. And we'll say, oh, yeah? You've swindled us out of so much, and we can prove it.
Sounds all right, I suppose. But can you make this stick hard enough to send Palmer to the clink?
We won't have to.
Well, what's it all for, then?
We're going to make this big. And we're going to make it look deliberate. When the time comes, I'm going to say, look here, Palmer. Go to Marcy at Pilgrim and own up to the Pilgrim fraud, and I'll see that you get off free. Keep your mouth shut, and I'll send you up for this. Now do you get the idea?
Don't you want to see Palmer convicted?
I don't care tuppence one way or another.
I get it. All this time, you've only been trying to clear Pilgrim so he go back to his wife. And you're still on the same track.
It's taken you a long time to wake up to that, hasn't it, Hooper?
Well, well, well. I thought I recognized your voice outside. Cedric Hooper, the private eye, come to pay me another visit. Oh, no flowers?
Anything I want to say to you with flowers, Palmer, I'd have to say with forget-me-nots.
Forget-me-nots, eh? Got your hand out already?
Not yet, chum. But soon. You could say I'm here to protect my investment.
Oh, is that what they're calling blackmail these days? In your circles, I mean, of course.
Spare me the wisecracks, Palmer. You're leaving here today, aren't you?
Who told you?
I get around. I was about listening to a word or two of warning.
Don't let me hold you up.
I've just been given the outline of a pretty neat scheme to get you in Dutch.
Cooked up by whom?
Puller. I'll tell you exactly how it works when we can get together somewhere a bit more private. But for now, don't touch anything that comes your way labeled Gotham Investment Company.
Gotham Investment Company? I've never heard of it.
It's another name for B.J. Puller. He's after you, Palmer. He can't get at you by fair means, so now he's having a lash at the fowl.
That's what I've never been able to work out. Why should Puller be gunning for me?
Well, that's easy. He wants Pilgrim to go back to his wife.
Well, it's the same thing. Why should Puller care two hoots who Jeff Pilgrim runs about with? Unless... Why, of course. I must be slipping.
What's so funny?
What do they say, Hooper? There's no fool like an old fool. Benny's after Stella Brunson.
You don't say.
It couldn't be plainer. So that's why Benny wants my hide, eh? Well, thanks for the warning, Hooper. I'll let you know when we can meet it somewhere and you can give it to me in detail. But I'll be on the lookout. It's a good show.
Don't think I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart, Palmer. I still have a certain diary to peddle. You won't be able to pay much if you're out of a job or tucked away in the pen.
It's funny. Angela Tennant once said almost exactly the same thing.
Only I'm not making any of the mistakes she did. By the way, about the price.
What about it?
For the warning, chummy, the price has gone up. Say about £1,000. So long. Be seeing you.
You'll have to help me, Stella. We'll have to manage it between just the three of us. You, Hooper, and me.
Won't you tell Jeff?
No, we won't tell Jeff.
Why? Why won't you?
Just let me know best, will you, my dear? For one thing, Jeff's played so much cricket in his time, I wouldn't be surprised if he turned the whole scheme down.
I don't think Jeff's played any cricket at all.
Oh, figure of speech.
Oh, sorry.
My conscience is clear where Palmer's concerned. It'll only be a bluff anyway. All we want to do is to make him own up in front of Marcia. So will you help me as much as you can and not say a word to Jeff?
You know you can count on me, Benny. Well, if you don't want me any more now, I think I'll charge off for lunch.
Okay, off you go.
Don't look so flabbergasted, Harry. I'm not going to bite you. You're looking a bit peaked, old boy.
Try getting knocked about like I was and see how you look. What do you want?
Well, is that any way to talk to an old pal?
I'd rather not talk to you at all.
I can understand that. I've always been the one you couldn't fool. Harry, much as I loathe this, I'm here to do you a favor.
You don't say.
Wouldn't have believed I'd be doing this under any conceivable circumstances, but here it is. You know I want to marry Jeff, don't you?
What's holding you up?
Marcia's holding me up. Well, she has till now. But she's finally lost her husband, and I've finally got him. And nothing's going to take him away again.
Tell it to Dorothy Dix. I sicken easily these days.
If I can bear being in the same room with you, you should be able to put up with my little story. Now, listen. If anything should force you to make a full admission to Marcia...
What are you babbling about?
I'm not going to repeat myself, but if you had to tell Marcia all you've done, she'd turn round and chase after Jeff like something after a hare. And I'm not going to risk her touching the man.
Oh.
So before you dislocate your jaw yawning, take a tip. Don't have anything to do with any business offered you at Bendigo's from the Gotham Investment Company.
What did you say?
The Gotham Investment Company.
Oh, really, this is rich. Not you too, Stella.
What do you find so amusing? What do you mean, not me too? Palmer, stop laughing. What did you mean, then?
I meant that... Well, what does it matter? But you mustn't mind me laughing.
What at?
You, Petal. Goodbye.
It's a pity, Harry. You know, you're really not half as clever as you'd think. You just told me quite a lot. Goodbye. What I told Palmer just then about the Gotham Company wasn't news. He'd been told already. He gave himself away there. But only Benny, Cedric Hooper, and I know about the scheme. And he didn't hear it from Benny. So what are you going to do now, Bronson? Now you've found that Hooper's tipping off Harry Palmer. Oh, this is getting really difficult.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.